Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:13, hot Friday morning, June 6th, 81st anniversary of D-Day. You need to remember the sacrifices that were made by those unbelievably brave men that stormed the beaches at Normandy. John Fitzmaurice, instructor of history at UNO, will join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk more about that. Right now we're talking about auto insurance. Representative Emily Chenevert joins us. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well this morning.
Did I pronounce it right? Chenevert?
You did. Yeah, well done.
I want to ask you this. How does a woman go from being a Manship School of Communications major and New York Film Academy to being a state representative? Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours.
Great. Love it. Well, look, I didn't see myself in this position years ago, Tommy. And truth is, you know, you grow up a little bit. You know, I worked in media communications, worked in ministry a little bit, worked on behind the scenes in movies and budgeting and all of that, which I love that industry. And over the last probably, I don't know, 6-7 years, paid a lot of attention to federal level, state level when it comes to politics. And, you know, I have young kids. And so I think when you have kids, you're growing up, you love your state. You start to kind of look at, I a lot of times take a bit of a common sense approach, you know, as a mom, wife, and in the trenches, like so many people in our state, and just wanted to, I was paying attention, wanted to get involved. And honestly, my husband really encouraged me. He said, look, I've heard your speeches at home. I see your frustration. Either just let it go or go do something. And it was an opportunity to run. And here I am today. So I'm glad I did it. It was a tough race. And, you know, year and a half in session, almost done with my second year. So
I'll bet when someone does an interview with you on TV, you see the questions coming, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do see the questions coming.
All right. When it comes to the film industry, since you said that, thoughts on film industry subsidies or tax credits, et cetera? Do you have a particular feeling on that?
I didn't even want to
talk about that, but.
No, for sure. No, I love to talk about it. Look, as someone who saw the trickle-down effect in Louisiana as the you know, incredible amount of money that's dropped into the state when productions come here, look, I've seen whether it's a small town where I was actually grew up in a real small town in Louisiana, Leesville, Louisiana, in central Louisiana. They had a production come there and couldn't get over the amount of money dropped in hotels and expenditures. I worked in New Orleans on some projects, worked in Baton Rouge. So, you know, I've seen how a little bit of dollars and how much it impacts the local economy, the local hotels, restaurants, and the local hires. So, I think it's a good program. We worked hard on this program. Some adjustments were made last year, but nothing that got that I think that made the program stronger. Didn't raise the cap on it at all, but, you know, trying to keep it streamlined. I think it's in a good place, and I hope to see more productions come to get more money in the state.
Did you have any appearances in front of the camera?
I did in a small movie. I was not supposed to, but I worked on a little movie in New York when I was done with film school. and I was a coordinator on that, but then they needed an extra, or they needed a featured extra because someone wasn't able to be there. So I always loved the behind the scenes and working with producers, but I did have a lot of dance experience and some theater experience as well as a kid, so I just kind of was involved in all of it, I guess you'd say.
What was the movie?
It was a little bit Listen to Your Heart. It might have been Listen to My Heart. It was a little indie. We shot it in Poughkeepsie, New York, parts of Connecticut. And then I was a nurse for a brief second at a hospital. I'll tell you that.
Bet you didn't see that question coming, did you?
I did not. I did not.
All right, let's talk about comparative fault and auto insurance and what your bill says and what it's going to do and what you hope it does results
yes.
in.
Absolutely. Well, look, I believe that change was needed. Louisiana was one of only 11 states that followed a pure comparative fault rule, which allows claimants to recover damages from an accident regardless of their level of fault.
Let me slow you down for a second. Yeah, explain that to me, what that would look like in case of an accident. Give me an example accident and what it would look like before the law and what it looks like after your law.
Great question. So right now, we've heard testimony after testimony of what you're asking, specific examples. You could have someone that would be sitting at a red light, like whether it's a truck, whether it's an individual, a commercial, you know, van, whatever, sitting at a red light, and someone could, you know, ran in the back of them, or just they could be sitting there just existing, and someone hit them on the side of the car, whatever. And basically, right now, our laws allow where if they could find 5% at fault for that truck, whether it would be maybe they didn't pull far enough up to the stop sign, right? Or maybe something's going on. Right now, Louisiana,
just to be clear, that it was a dead stop, doing nothing, just sitting there and gets
doing
hit.
Nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
And these are examples that I have heard, not just in testimony and committee, but even after the fact that this bill is being discussed, people are like, look, I'm sitting in a parking lot. I'm sitting at a red light. Our laws allow it. And I'll be very clear. I don't blame parties, even, you know, attorneys or anybody. They're just acting in the laws of what we have allowed. You know, right. When you divide that, the percentage of fault would reduce your negligence, maybe would reduce your damages. And so what this bill would do is changes our fault system where 34 other states have a threshold. They had a 50% if you're found 50% at fault or 51% at fault. The law that we passed and now that is Act 15, it is 51. If you were found 51% or more at fault, you cannot claim for damages. So what that is the idea is more what we believe is what other states have done is saying, look, common sense is if you are at fault of your own accident, why are we going and somebody else paying for your damages? Why is somebody else paying you because you're the one that was at fault? And look, I talked to attorneys on this. I said, look, tell me how many cases you've had that are this 49-51. They're like, I've never had it. It's always whether it's, and look, I'm not saying there hasn't been one, mm-hmm. be very clear, but they tell me that, look, we always know that somebody is majority at fault. Usually it's 70-30, was it 65, you know, is it, but we had cases where people could be 95% at fault, 99, and they still could go get money because of the way our fault system was set up and the way we do it. And so, you know, 17 of the states that have some of the lowest insurance rates, 17 of the 25 have this fault, have the same system. So this is not a unicorn. This is not something that, you know, if we made up. We were looking at other states and say, hey, is there anything we can do in this area? And I do believe this is that, you know, the good thing about this is fewer payouts. If we can have fewer payouts, which lower risk, it can equal lower premiums. And that's what we're hoping for, Tommy.
So you start to say get a check, and it sounds like you call it back, but that's what it is, and that goes to the lawyer commercials, and if you've been in an accident, call me because, and I'm just reading ahead here, because of comparative fault, even if you weren't at fault, I still might be able to get you some money. Accurate?
It's accurate, right? Okay. And the thing is, it's always that little small, that piece. If someone's coming in and there's a lawsuit, and they're like, you know, I think, too, is if you have a case, if there's a case, and look, I'm not an attorney. You know, I get into the weeds of this. I like reading the law. I'm in a movie, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah. But, I mean, I enjoy reading it and have great respect for attorneys because people, there's times, no matter what we do, everyone, you could need an attorney. No one is against that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is this. We have a culture problem here where you could be, again, all at fault, causing an accident. And I've heard story after story where, you know, you all of a sudden right before that your prescription is about to, you know, come up, they'll get a phone call and say, oh, we're coming after, we're going to get some money from your insurance company. And, you know, it's just, it's unfair. And I think it's, we got to create a fair legal climate. We want business here. We want to have more competition in insurance companies. And we, that competition is a good thing. So people are competing for which company they're going to go with and rates. I think that's just kind of a basic idea of the free market value and those ideas. So I feel like it's a great thing for the state. It was a tough fight, and but I'm commend my colleagues on the House and on the Senate and the governor for signing it, and look forward to what we're going to see over the next few years. But look, there's a lot of things we did. I know it's not just one bill.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. All right, we're talking to Representative Emily Chenevert, Louisiana State Representative, former movie star, as am I, with my brief career in the George Foreman film as a ring announcer. Emily, do you still get checks or not?
No, I do not. No checks. Not from that. No.
I get a check every now and then for like $12. 722 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Representative Emily Chenevert, Louisiana State Representative. So you were talking, Representative, about some of the other things you did, and let's talk about time frame and...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When people, because some people are texting and saying they've never seen a decrease in their auto insurance, are we likely to see decreases or just what's a realistic expectation on these changes?
Oh, look, great question. And I'm right there with everybody listening because for me, you know, when you have, you pay these high rates, you want them to see to come down as soon as possible. Look, a great, in listening and talking a lot to our Commissioner of Insurance, a lot of these things that we see is that we may not see some of this right for, it could be a year, year and a half. You know, we did some great moving. We moved forward on some things with homeowners insurance last year. And so, but a lot of times we look at some of the states, sometimes it could take a year and a half to 2 years that these things trickle down. Now, look, you know, I got a text from a colleague on the House floor yesterday that they just, one of his family members just got a quote for some commercial insurance on some trucks, and they got a rate decrease of 30%. That was yesterday. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen for everybody immediately, but that was something that we found out yesterday. Now, what is it? I can't tell you the exact reason why. Don't know if that dynamic. But the goal is if we can work to reduce payouts and reduce some of the lawsuit, the claims, these minor injury claims, because remember, Louisiana, we have found out in all of our research, we have like 2.5 times more minor bodily injury claims than more of the national average. And so we would say, are our bones weaker? Are we smaller? Can we not handle? That's not the case. There's something going on with the amount of lawsuits in comparison to other states. So if we can decrease that, if we can decrease some of these payouts, you know, it we believe that's going to help lower it because it's helping in some other states, coupled with other things, right? And look, Tommy, I wanted to bring this up because, you know, it's a great question of someone listening and they see how high these rates are. There is a trucking company in my district, and I was at church on a Sunday, and he came up to me and he said, Emily, 10 years ago, I paid $6,500 for a truck. And he said, today, he goes, this year, he said, I've been quoted the most recent $65,000 a truck. So this is, I know it's a real problem. It's going to take constantly working at the issue. And look, I just got in office. I know it's an issue. I care. I'm an everyday mom. I call it kitchen table economics, where families are sitting down trying to figure out how they're going to make it with everything else that we have to pay.
Representative, I'm going to jump in here 1 minute because I'm just, we're going to run a minute late here. And the reason is, I understand about, I know business owners that don't want to put the sign on the truck because they got lawyers saying, if you get hit by a truck with a sign on it, call me. Again, yes. What you said earlier, I can't blame the lawyers. It's like golf. They're playing by the rule book, right? So it seems like
That's
we
right.
need to change the laws about tort reform in Louisiana before we really see any change in this. Your thoughts on that? We got 30 seconds.
Look, 100% agree. That's why we passed this bill. And I think that my colleagues there, as well as the governor, I think that they see that. They see the needs of the people. Look, it's not just one step, but I believe this is more than a step in the right direction. We're tweaking that tort law. It's been a long time coming for decades, and I hope we're going to start to see some change.
Thank you, Representative. Hope we talk to you again. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Mark Rosa. Help you manage your money right now. Time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, around these parts, this time of week, we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, president of CEO Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Told you earlier we're going to talk about price versus value and finance and finding intrinsic value in investments, and you said to me, huh? That's why Mark Rosa is here right now to explain. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday to you. Let me tell people if they can safely access the Jefferson Financial website at jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find close to 100 calculators there, absolutely free, that can help you navigate your way through the world of finances.
Yes, sir. They're all of them free and available to the public. You don't have to log in, create passwords. Don't do anything. You can't break anything. Your computer will be fine. And use those to the extent that you want.
So what is this price versus value, intrinsic in value and investments? What is all that about?
You know, Tom, and when we're going through life, this is around us all the time, and sometimes it hits us subliminally. We don't give it another thought. But from a financial concept, intrinsic value is trying to find the true worth of an asset. And price is seldom the issue. We can find price very quickly. We could pull up a bunch of websites. If you're looking at a stock, we could pull up a bunch of websites free of charge. I don't have to pay anything for it. You're looking right there, and when you're saying ABC stock is selling for $10 a share, $100 a share, and that's easy to obtain. An analyst job, if you talk about people that are working on Wall Street, working all around the world, on that type of – they're on that quest. They want to find the true – I could see what the price is, but I want to try find the true value. And that's where it gets – there's some subjectivity there, and that's why a lot of analysts, once they release their findings, it's like, oh, I've been, you know, holed up under the slab of my house trying to see how much ABC stock is worth, and I think I got it pinned down, and I'm going to issue what I think the intrinsic value is. The stock is selling at $100 a share, but on a good news announcement, it's like, look, everything brought to bear on this, I think it's a $200 stock. It's fantastic. The company's got a long way to go. The stock price should rise. And that they would then issue a buying order. At the end of all of their research, it's usually like a buy, sell, or hold. There's a couple more than that. We'll stick to those three this morning. So it's undervalued, so says one analyst. And if we followed that person's direction and we believed in the mathematical construct that they've undergone to produce that type of result, it's like, great, that's fantastic. I'd love to get into this thing. How many times have people said, you know, boy, I wish I could go back in time when, you know, Microsoft was 8 cents a share and just buy the devil out of it. And I'd be fairly well positioned right now financially in life. Everybody wants that. So that's what keeps the analysts going and keeps these financial firms going. And the whole quest is for intrinsic value. And it came up because I don't know if we talked about this specifically over time, but it came up. All the stuff has been going on. The first person you had on this morning was talking about Tesla and what was going on with Elon and the president, those types of things. And of course, he's been under a lot of stress over the spring because he was, you know, helping the president. People didn't like it. Took it out against his his companies. And now with the TIF going on, that's going to be further pressure against Tesla, one of his firms. So I was looking a little bit, and I remembered an email that I'd gotten late last year. You and I discussed it just a little while, but it was in November. I looked it up, and I'd saved it. And it says, Tesla, it crossed the $1 trillion market cap level. It is valued more than the next 10 biggest auto stocks combined. Here's a company that was founded in 2003. And the value of the company, what does this mean, a market capitalization? Well, if you woke up this morning and said, you know what, I've got a little extra in my checking account. I think I'm going to buy a car company. I'm going to buy all the shares. So you could pull it up on a Yahoo or Google Finance. You can pull it up on Seeking Alpha, a lot of different financial sites that are free. And you would see a line there that says market capitalization. So if you were aiming at General Motors, it's like, I'm going to take it over. I could run it better. I'm going to do wonders for it. You would have to write a check for about $45 billion this morning, a mere pittance for you, but you'd have a lot of money left over. But you would own, like, speaking about Elon Musk, he did that when he bought Twitter. Just sharpened his pencil, wrote a check, and he bought out the whole company. That's what market capitalization is. It's the price of the stock times the number of shares that are out there. So it signals to somebody, not that so much they're going to do an Elon Musk on it, but if that's how much the company is worth at its current stock price. But there's that intrinsic value that's circling around here. Well, okay, I could see if I could buy General Motors at $45 billion. But again, what is the company worth? And I'm always searching for that intrinsic value, because that's what's going to produce a better investment choice for anybody that's trying to manage a portfolio or looking into these things. So I looked up Toyota this morning, about $240 billion. You could own the whole thing. Tesla, again, it dropped a little bit over the last couple of days because of what's been going on in the news. So it pushed the stock down a little bit, but it's still right at $1 trillion market capitalization. So Tommy, really, you got a company that opened in 2003, and it's worth, as far as the capitalization, it's worth $1 trillion. And that's, again, quoting the email that I got, it's more than the next 10 largest car companies combined. And that would be something that we'd look at and would say, oh, that I think it's selling for far more than its intrinsic value. And actually doing a further glance at this, it's priced for perfection. And if not long ago, if the move was, you know, what some people would say, in the next 24 hours, we want to get rid of all the gas cars and everybody buy an electric car. Well, certainly Tesla's, that stock would come into to play, or that product would come into play very quickly, because that's what they do. So, but what if something goes wrong? What if the sentiment goes away from that? What if the government, like has gone on recently, is reducing their push for that type of product? When you buy one share today, if you bought one share of Tesla stock, you are buying the next 160 years of earnings that is impressed in that company's stock price right now, a little over $200. So if anything happens, if something would happen to the company like is going on now, who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? But if the price dropped so that the company is only worth $500 billion. That's still twice the price of Toyota and 10 times the price of General Motors. So this search for intrinsic value can come by a little bit more easily. We don't have to be all analysts that are professional stock analysts and professional stock pickers. You can kind of look at the free information that's on financial websites and say, why is this company selling at such a high price? A high price relative to the value of other companies that are in the same type of business. And when, again, that price for perfection going forward, people were piling into Tesla ever since it got founded. And early on, it wasn't making any money like most startup companies don't. People were saying, well, I'm going to buy it now because that's like the next Microsoft and it's going to go to the moon and I'm going to make a lot of money on it. I get it. But if something goes wrong to that, the deflation, kind of deflating the current stock price is likely. And that's where you could see that half of the value could be erased very quickly, because you're paying for so many years of earnings going forward. And if something interrupts that earnings stream, you're going to see this. If people wonder, I've had students before, oh, I invested in a company, it dropped 50% in one day. Oh, well, then that kind of tells you that the company wasn't really priced correctly. It was way in front of its intrinsic value. It was way overvalued. And if it would ever reflect its true value, the elusive intrinsic value, you could lose 70% of your investment very quickly. So I use those examples in car companies because we could see such vast differences. General Motors has been around for over 100 years, and it's 1/20th of Tesla's valuation. So it just kind of puts us on notice when we're looking for things like that, when we're looking for investments, to look around, especially like companies, and you could see vast differences many times when you're looking at these and comparing them.
Thank you, Mark. Very valuable information. Inside stuff, man. I'm telling you, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org. Of course, Mark will be back Monday when we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.